This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Exhale. Got the blood pumping. Pistons in a tense fourth quarter last night. Pulled it out. Grab control of the series, answered some questions, and they've been the better team through two games. Come back to Detroit on Thursday night. Knicks are in trouble. John, we'll open up the lines. We want to hear from Pistons fans. Did they win you over? Do you think they win the series now? We've got some Tom Thibodeau audio that is embarrassing. What else? It's more embarrassing than what's on top of his head. We'll get to it. Tom has a list of things that were true the last time the Pistons won a playoff game.
Oh.
So we got to go back 17 years. I was 15, could not drive. You were still a professional football player in Washington.
Yes, I was, what, 32 and only two kids.
Only two kids.
Yeah.
And as somebody pointed out earlier in the show, Rich Rod became the head coach of Michigan.
Is that one of the 13?
No, that's not.
Okay.
Very dark times. I hated it from day one.
Yes.
All right. First one. Katy Perry became a worldwide pop star with her first big hit, I Kissed a Girl.
Now she's in space.
She liked it.
Yes.
She did.
The Red Wings won Detroit's last professional championship.
Oh, hey. Okay. All right. It's been 17 years. Been a long road.
Painful.
This one. Sarah Palin came to national prominence.
Oh.
She was a nobody.
She could see Russia from her backyard.
From her back porch.
Yeah. She hosted SNL, I think. Didn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, sounds right.
She
eventually got with Glenn Rice. I think that was before 2008, though. Remember? That story still is like, that's true. Dan Orlovsky ran out of the back of the end zone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that was 0-16.
0-16 yeah. Lions, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was...
He still has to live the down.
Maybe the biggest blooper in this century in sports. Maybe ever.
Yeah.
All right, obviously, the dark one would be great. The Great Recession and mortgage crisis happened, virtually affected everybody.
Yep.
I mean, that was... Do you remember how impactful that was?
Yeah. So this is what happens when the Pistons win a playoff game. We go through an economic downturn.
Yeah, you went there, not me.
Okay.
Tariffs. Heath Ledger died. The Dark Knight debuted later that
That's
year.
17 years?
Yeah. Some people think the role, he was so immersed in it, actually led him to doing some things and stuff. Yes.
That's dark, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, this one, I think... I'm not going to say what I think.
Oh, okay.
Bernie Madoff was arrested for masterminding the largest Ponzi scheme ever. Other than murderers and killers and rapists and all that type of stuff, maybe the worst human being ever.
Yes. Yes.
Excluding quite a few awful people, sure.
Tiger Woods won his 14th major. He would not win another one in 2019. Nobody thought that at the time.
Right. Was this before the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, everything went downward. You can track a lot of this, the things going downward, or there was a different...
Was before his addiction?
That was Thanksgiving of 2019 when he got addicted to sex.
Yeah.
And got hit by a 9-iron. Joe the Plumber came from nobody to somebody.
Joe the Plumber.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Part of the 2008 presidential election campaign. The New York Giants defeated the undefeated Patriots. One of the biggest sporting events probably ever. Biggest upsets.
Tyree.
2008 was the first time four one seeds made the final four.
Full circle.
Oh. With the Pistons again with the recession.
Life is cyclical.
The only thing that hasn't happened officially yet is the recession. All right. Breaking Bad premiered. I didn't think it was that long ago.
Me neither.
But a dawn of television.
Great
different,
TV.
Yeah. I mean, that.
And, still haven't watched
it. I mean, think about it. The premise behind that show is just unbelievable.
Right, guy gets cancer, and the only way he can make money in his mind is to make meth and sell meth.
Yeah.
John, and you've never seen this?
No, I've seen a couple of the early episodes, but no, I never got into it.
Heisenberg.
And finally, which I think is an electric, maybe most dominating sports thing I've ever witnessed, and I am not a swimming guy, but Michael Phelps won the 8 gold medals, 7 of them breaking records.
Is it? Was that Beijing?
Yes. Yeah. And I got goosebumps when he broke the record on the last one. And that was as electric as it gets. And I think it might have been Dan Hicks that was doing a play-by-play for NBC. He did some football back in the day with them, golf and stuff. But, yeah. So that's the list.
That was 2008.
And there's a lot more, too. But, we got to be short here.
But, yeah, and we were asking people early in the show, and we'll take those phone calls all throughout the day today, like, how much of your life has changed? I mean, I couldn't drive a car. Now I have a mortgage. John, you have 3 more children. You've changed careers. I mean, yes. A lot has happened. Heather, you were talking about you.
Oh, I mean, everyone's life has changed in 17 years, right? Oh, yeah. I'm 23 years old. My life was all ahead of me. I was teaching at the time.
I mean, people pointing out kids that have been born and are now going to college. Wow. I mean, 17 years. I mean, kids were one and now they're going to college.
Heather. Yeah. Thought she liked kids.
Yeah.
Started hating kids.
You're right.
And now has liked kids again.
Has a couple of her own.
Full circle. You're right. Totally right. It's just other people's kids. They're still growing on me.
Now Jim is the one who hates kids.
Just imagine what 17 years is going to bring for him.
Don't do this.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.